Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. It is 5:33 p.m.
All right, I'll call the meeting to order and conduct a roll call. Lee Bougie.
I'm here.
Bob Ferguson.
Here.
Angela Kowalczyk-Adrian's here. Kelsey Prescott is excused.
Excused.
Dan Fox.
Here.
Dina Mooney.
Here.
And Trustee Rob Atwell.
Here. Boy, just because it's done. It's Atwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's the wealthy banker guy.
That's probably why I just popped in my head all of a sudden.
You don't get that often.
No, I don't.
I get it all the time. I remind them I only have an account there. I don't know.
All right, sorry about that.
No, it wasn't offensive. It was because it was on recording.
Yes.
We correct it.
Any modifications to the agenda? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion for adoption.
I'll move to adopt.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Agenda approved. Minutes from September 25th, 2018. Any changes?
Otherwise, I just had a question. For the present, also present, under the also present, I didn't know if the gentleman that was here should be listed there. I didn't know what your protocol is.
I don't believe so, because he's just here under public appearances. So that wouldn't necessarily list, anyone that comes to a meeting. You wouldn't list everyone under that also present.
Oh, okay.
So.
Would it be listed under public appearances then where it says none?
Because he's listed.
Jim was not here that meeting, I believe.
There was somebody here, though, that was.
That's Pat O'Connell from
the Alloway. Oh, yes, that's right, Pat. Yeah, that's right, Pat was here. He was under an item, though, so
okay.
That's why we listed him there.
Okay.
That's right. I was thinking that we were talking about Jim O'Rourke. And
no,
Jim, and
Jim
wasn't
there.
Here that meeting, so
right.
That's.
All right,
okay.
So
makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so if there's no other questions on the minutes, does somebody want to move to approve?
I so move.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Public appearances, we have no one here. So moving on to information. December 25th meeting was canceled?
Yes.
Canceled?
Next month's meeting, because it falls on December 25th, Christmas, is canceled.
Oh.
Quite a few meetings next month.
What excuse is that?
Sorry. That's a little bit out of my hands, but. So we'll meet again in January.
Okay. All right, discussion action on Village Park and Facility Naming Policy.
Okay, this was an item that we discussed a couple months ago, and looking at producing a policy that would encompass all of our public parklands and situations that might arise with regards to, working with entities, sports organizations, businesses, things like that, that we might utilize for sponsorship or naming rights or things along that lines to get revenue. Whether that's revenue direct to our department or revenue through a sports organization that then might be helping us out with, different park projects or development type things. So I sat down and started working on this. It was actually something I had, after talking with Brad Lang, our administrator who used to be our parks director, he said he had started working on it years ago and never got around to, kind of wrapping it up. So this is our, first step in trying to come up with a policy that would be a standard policy that we can follow from here on out, so that anytime we talk to an organization or someone about the possibility of naming rights or sponsorships or anything like that, we're all on the same page and we're doing it A, B, C, D, E, right down the line type of thing. So with that, I did send that out last month prior to the meeting. Hopefully everybody got a chance to take a look at it, and now's the time, rather than going through it step by step, anybody has any comments, questions, anything we need to tweak, anything, you know, routes we want to go down, things we want to look at. You know, this is just a draft. I don't want to say that I, you know everything, and that's why I wanted to bring it to the committee and kind of get your guys' opinion on things as well.
So it hasn't actually been adopted?
Correct. It has not been adopted.
It has a date on
it. It does have a date on there. I just threw a date in there, but...
Placeholder.
Yes, thank you.
So what's the process for it now? After we review it, then it goes to the board?
After we review it, if the committee makes a final determination on it and, you know, that this is, you know, a final that the committee agrees to or whatever, then we would, you know, take it to the village board, you know, within the next month or so to get final approval on that.
Okay. I took a look at it. I didn't really have... And, you know, I thought it looked good. I don't have any recommended changes. Did Kelsey contact you about any changes that she had with it? Because that's the one concern I'd have about us moving it forward after this, because I know
right.
she had a lot of comments at
right.
the last meeting.
She did not. She did say that she looked at it in an email she had sent me,
okay.
but didn't say that there were any changes or anything like that
okay.
That she wanted to see.
Okay.
You know, that's definitely something we could think about, too. You know, and whether or not, you know, you would want to approve it tonight or you just want to, you know, hold on till a little bit
yeah.
later date,
okay.
You know, with that. But along with that, I did produce the some guidelines to go with that. Just as a starting point of some of the items and some, you know, timelines and amounts that might be, you know, to start with when talking to people, you know, so that, A, you know, we don't sell ourselves short, and B, you know, there's kind of a timeline there that it's not into perpetuity on different types of things or whatnot. So, any thoughts or comments on any of those at all? And with those amounts, potentially might have to be adjusted, you know, depending on, you know, if somebody comes to us and says, you know, we can't do $15,000 for an item, maybe we could do $12,000.
I wonder if you also need to have a date when that's either you update it annually or review it annually or have kind of an expiration date on it so that it doesn't get old and then you're not keeping up with. Kind of
oh, sure.
Cost of living on things that becomes super cheap to
sure.
you know, do
perhaps
anyone.
5 years would be a good period of time to review.
Sure.
And it does say that these are considered starting points.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I suppose probably just a every 5 year review policy would probably be good just to see if you're.
I do like the limitations you put on square footage for buildings and things like that. So that the whole thing isn't covered, as you post
yeah.
put it last time, covered like a giant billboard wrapped all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a vehicle wrap?
Right. Well, so we won't be covering every square inch.
Just because they give the money according to this schedule doesn't mean they get the naming rights. They still would have to go through process of requesting that.
That is correct. Through the policy,
right.
You know, the village board would have final say on, you know, whether or not that would be allowed. You know, hopefully by the time we get to that point where it would go to village board, we would have everything figured out and ironed out, and
yeah,
you know, yeah, that it would. You know, then go to them and, you know, it would be a naming right or a sponsorship right that is something that we all want and not something that would be a negative to the community. You know, we wouldn't go down that road to get to that point.
So what do you think if this were to be adopted and it moves through this process, let's say someone wants to sponsor something, put a sign up, what time frame would they be looking at from initial, hey, I want to do this, until the board signs off on it or doesn't?
I would say within a month would be adequate time frame.
I was thinking, the reason I was asking is perhaps to keep people serious about it, if it were a longer process, maybe they need to put some money in as earnest to ensure that they are going to see the process through, since it's going to take time and effort on everyone else's part.
Sure, sure. I would think there would be no reason that within a month, we have two meetings a month at the village board level, and
to approve it at that point, that wouldn't be. I think what the Board of Trustees would look at is to see if the sign violates any of our standard codes that we have in place right now. That's it. So I would recommend just, you know, making sure that that goes through the process before it gets there, so it doesn't get tabled and sent back and holds it up for another 2 weeks. Who's providing the sign on this, and who's paying for it? Because some of these signage can get pretty spendy.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So at what extent would it, is that on the village to do, or should we wrap that in and be part of their sponsorship fee?
I think we should leave that on them.
Okay.
Because I do a lot of that. I just did one today. And I'm telling you, they can get out of line. They can get way out of line in pricing, especially if you want to go outside the grid, and put extensions on it.
Extra labor costs extra money.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good point.
Well, when you rip down the highway and you see one of those 14 by 48 foot vinyl signs, just that piece of vinyl is $1,500. Mm-hmm. So, charging $750.
Right.
That's a park bench.
That's a perfect example. When we do memorial park benches, we leave it to the donor to go and buy the plaque themselves.
So that amount is in addition to whatever signage is
included. Correct.
Okay. Good. So it was better to talk about it now?
No, exactly.
In situations where there is already a name for something that you have up there, does the timeline fit with our current practice?
The grandfather clause covers that, I think.
Yes.
I know there's two questions out there for you.
Like that?
For example, the trail.
Correct. I don't know how to answer that question. With some of the items that we currently have out there, I would think that they're grandfathered in. As, going from this point forward would be this policy. Yes.
Or the understanding that they had when they originally named it.
Right.
It was different than this. Which is it?
In other words, does this new policy supersede all previous agreements?
I would tend to think that this policy would go from this point forward, all previous agreements would be grandfathered in. Under the whatever agreement that they had. I don't know that we truthfully have any written agreements on any of those, at this point.
Well, with that being said,
the Resch Family East River Trail.
Yeah.
That's a good point to just, say that the day that this is adopted, that, say, a room in the building for $10,000 over the next 5 years, hypothetically, if somebody's got their name on that right now, we say in 5 years, your name can be replaced.
Okay.
Unless you pay this rate. Yeah, I think that it's just being a good neighbor.
Hmm. Yeah. So they get the first period of time gratis basically based on the previous agreement, and then from that point on it could go to the next bidder, or if they wish to keep it, they would then have to pay in at that time.
And something like a trail, if there was ever another one put in, and it says, 25 years, really what would cause the trail name to change, unless you proactively change it, it's not like anybody else is coming in and saying, okay, I want to rebuy this trail. It's already there. Mm-hmm. It's been named. There probably isn't that much motivation to change. Mm-hmm. You have to get new signs and everything, but you're just at least kind of having it there. And
I think an example could be like when we just widened and repaved the trail. If the current name doesn't want to, I don't want to give anymore, but somebody else stepped in and said, hey, I'll bear the cost of the maintenance, redoing
sure,
and repaving
if you put
it. Do you dump one name and put up the other?
Yeah, but and you could under this policy then in that case.
Reconstruction or something.
Yeah.
Or, you just name a portion of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could have some options. Like adopt a highway, different sections of the trail.
Do you have a park on there? What if somebody were to donate their property to the village as a park?
That's covered in here.
That's
isn't it?
Yeah. That's under the
names, the qualifying names and naming.
Should it be under here as well, though, similar to you have the trail on there?
That
qualifying names, I believe, is section
right.
five.
Yeah.
Letter F, if I'm not mistaken, or letter E or F. An individual group that has contributed significantly to the acquisition or development of the park or facility. This can include either through deed or substantial financial contributions.
Okay. So should that
so
be there
So then that
as
would
well?
Be, well, that would be,
Or is that not something you want to have a sunset on it? I just feel like
correct.
It's very similar to a trail. So
right.
either maybe both park and trail should be on there, or maybe both of them taken off, maybe trail shouldn't be. I don't know. It's just they're kind of both mm-hmm. the same situation as far as maybe in 25 years you're looking at expansion or upkeep or, you know.
Yeah, the thing with a park and the acquisition, mm-hmm. you know, whether that is, you know, through their property, then that's actually, you know, the transfer of land.
Yeah, I guess it is a little different than a trail, because at least in our case, trails have always been kind of just in a, like a right-of-way type.
Correct, area. Correct, okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
A lot of times when you're looking at, say, a trail or a bridge or something like that, it's for the installation cost.
Yeah, a person doesn't actually own the property it's going. Okay,
correct.
So yeah, I guess it does get a little different than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not like it can't be changed if things come up. And
true. Maybe. True.
Figure it out as we go. This is really good, though, for your first attempt.
We had several other communities that have already invented the wheel, so
good. Smart use of time. Don't reinvent the wheel.
Absolutely. Good. So, all right. So what I have so far, just a couple of changes, was put a something in there about reviewing every 5 years or as needed, and then state that any signage would be at the cost of the sponsor, you know, above the sponsorship fee.
Okay.
And hopefully these people that donate are aware that their name will only be on it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
you
and
know,
that's
that
the whole purpose,
like
exactly.
Yeah, that they're not going into it blindly, or that they sign a contract or something stating that. At least for 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah, maybe just a simple form that just drafts up an agreement for, you know, fill in the item, the person, the dollar amount, the expiration date, signature.
Yeah, get a signature,
So there's no misunderstanding. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
All right.
It can just be a generic form.
Yep,
too.
Yep.
That'd be great if this goes through. That's some aggressive pricing. I like it.
Hopefully this would be, you know, the start of maybe even some other things in the village.
Water cup.
It is.
That's not listed on the table here.
No, this is Park and Rec Department.
Park.
Yeah, this is Parks Department.
It's the Alloway Village /
Park.
Okay.
All right. Any other changes that anybody would like to see to the Village Park and Facility Naming Policy? Not, I'll either entertain a motion for adoption or a suggestion to table.
I'd make a motion to adopt with the discussed revisions.
Did we miss the clause about setting timeframes for the existing namings to ensure that they get on schedule with everyone else? I didn't hear you mention that.
I did not.
Including that discussion provision.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor? Indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? All right.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
So now that'll be referred on to the board.
Okay. Wow. Good. The next item kind of goes hand in hand is the temporary sponsorship signage. This was a policy that we had started actually probably a year and a half ago, started working on. Trevor had started, had changed some of the codes in the signage code to allow for signage, temporary advertising, sponsorship signage in parks. I don't know if you guys recall that at all. To be able to put banners or whatever on the on fences and things like that. In that change, it stated that we needed to come up with a policy to allow for that. So this more or less is that policy that goes along hand in hand with that code. I'll read the code real quick. It says all permanent park signs, park facilities, naming signs. Why don't I pull it up here while I'm reading it? All permanent park signs, park facilities, naming signs, and general locations for temporary advertising signs shall be approved by the Village Board. Temporary advertising signs installed on public parks may be approved by the Parks Department, provided that each individual sign does not exceed 32 square feet. Parks Department shall prepare temporary advertising site guidelines to establish consistency of appearance and ensure signs present no hazards to users of the facility, which shall be presented to and approved by the Village Board. So that's where this policy comes into play with temporary sponsorship signage. So everyone have a chance to look at that one as well? Any questions? This one. Oops, too far. The whole theory behind this is, trying to allow our sport groups to use this as a fundraising mechanism. Once again, go out and get advertising, and and then these would be fabric type banners or boards or whatever, and installed not necessarily year round, but just during the sports seasons. A lot of times you see them a lot at baseball, softball diamonds, this type of thing. So,
and it's the responsibility of do they install it? Whoever paid for it, do they install it and do they have to remove it?
Correct. We're trying to work with our sport groups or organizations on that to where they would take that responsibility of, installing, getting them made, installing them, maintaining them, so we're not using village staff.
Does that need to be spelled out in there, that's kind of their responsibility to install and remove? I see that you have the dates. Of when they
there's
can be
number
up.
Seven.
Will be determined in it. Wait,
it's six, but it doesn't state.
Installation, maintenance, and removal of banners will be determined in a sport field use agreement with the associated sport group.
So it'd be
if you guys recall,
okay,
was it last year that we did the sport field use agreements?
Okay.
So it becomes December 1st and the Does that fall on code enforcement to go find who owns it and get it down, or
no? That would fall on me to call up the organization and say, please go take those down.
Or we're going to send you a bill for taking it down?
Yeah.
Kind of like when you have to mow someone's lawn.
Right.
You know, maybe that's in the form of a deposit, too. Put a check on file. If we end up having to go down there and take it out, we cash.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. That's part of that sport field use agreement, that we have some of that on file.
Great.
You know, and, you know, that's where some of that could come into play. So,
do you have much of an issue with that?
With
not them not taking it down? Or have they not really used it?
No, we've. I think we've only had one softball group that has had, you know, has done it a little bit. Baseball, prior to this year when they didn't have a season, but they would actually take them down.
Oh,
they'd put them up and take them down daily. So.
But. Okay.
By the way, I saw they're apparently going to start up again.
That is correct. Yeah. They're trying to work out an agreement with the Green Bay East Side Little League. So. On a sidetrack.
All right.
From that, so.
Okay, so would somebody like to make a motion to approve the temporary sponsorship signage in the Village Parks policy?
I'll make a motion to approve policy.
Second?
I'll second that.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, approved.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all your work on that.
Wow.
Yeah, good job.
I've been lost trying to write this.
Okay, so discussion on Sunlight Park, Sunset Park Centennial Recognition.
Well, actually, I'm going to hand this one off to Dina a little bit. She brought this to my attention. I was not even aware of it.
And I don't know a ton about it either. And I thought it was just Sunlight Park, but sounds like Jim O'Rourke comes to the meetings here frequently.
Mm.
Well, I'm on the Historic Preservation Commission, so he comes to those meetings as well. So at our last Historic Preservation Commission meeting, he brought up that Sunlight Park is going to be turning 100 next year. And so the Historic Preservation Commission was kind of interested, like, oh, that, you know, yeah, that's kind of cool. You know, maybe we should do something. And I said, well, I'm on the Parks and Rec Committee, so maybe we should do something together. So that's kind of all that's been said about it. And like I said, I think Jim just brought up some, like, but I don't know if you found out more from Jim or Trevor or what you
found
out.
Sure. The reason he brought up Sunlight Park is it's not actually the park. Sunlight Park was a subdivision, which Sunlight Park, the recreation facility,
mm-hmm.
as well as Sunset Park, are within the Sunlight Park subdivision.
Okay. You did some research.
Some, you know, which
so
the Sunlight Park subdivision, right, is, extends, let me see if I got this up here, actually extends from Webster, here, all the way down to the river, from the DePere, I think it was DePere line. Maybe I'm wrong. No, that is not correct. Just encompasses, looks like St. Francis and Arrowhead. Just this area right here, from here to here. So it was, this whole area was considered Sunlight Park. Subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
So the research I did find was that yes, it was platted in 1919, the actual dates kind of differ, you know, from anywhere from June to August. So, you know, I don't have a specific date of that, but you know, with that being said. You know, Dina had brought up, you know, should we do anything as a village, you know, to acknowledge that? You know, the thought, and I spoke with Trevor a little bit about this too. You know, one thing for sure that I think we should do as a village is do some social media blasts on that. You know, just getting that out. You know, whether that's, you know, Facebook and, you know, those type of things, and saying, hey, you know, this location, these parks are actually turning, you know, 100 and
When you do that, it might be interesting to include some of that little bit of historical information. I don't know if you ever see the Brown County Library posts that they do sometimes. They have some neat history stuff. They'll show old pictures. They'll show old maps and stuff. It's pretty neat.
Sure.
Could be fun just for people to see the old maps and old pictures.
I did receive an email from one of our historians that she said she actually has a newspaper clipping from that time period. So that might be neat to get some pictures or something like that and posting that.
None of the structures in that area are as old, are they? They're all pretty modern, much newer than that, aren't they?
I don't know for sure. That's a good question for Trevor to answer.
It'd be nice to highlight if there's an older home that perhaps was built, one of the first ones on the block or whatever.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I would think that there's got to be homes that were
built
in that first year.
But they all look like mid-century homes when you drive down there, or late early 70s maybe.
Sure.
So I would wonder if it's been raised and rebuilt since its inception or if it just took a while to develop.
I'm just scanning up and down that area, and I don't think anything in there is going to be 100 years old.
I don't either.
No. They're... you look at some of the old aerial photographs of this, and I think the oldest that we have, Brown County has, is 1938, and there's one or two structures, maybe the old farmstead or something like that. I'm not sure what it is, but that's
interesting to see if anybody has the original title,
But with that, like Dina was saying, with the Historic Preservation Committee and that, if...
We can see what they come up with, and I can always report back to
see what they... Sure.
No, that would be great.
Has the actual Sunlight Park gotten our new sign yet?
Our new sign? No.
Okay. When is that one slated to get the sign?
I'd have to look at my notes, but it's probably not for at least... it's a few years down the road.
I can't move that up to 2019 and be able to put established 1819 on the sign.
I think the one we were planning to do was Webster Park, over by right kitty corner from Bob's house.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one we were planning to do in next year.
not quite that old.
Okay, now we're going to ask you to know that we got to know the age of each one of our parks.
Right? Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one. So,
what did Trevor think about?
One of his thoughts was it'd be difficult to do a big grand hurrah for every different portion of the village that. Every time there, a birthday of
if
that.
If it's a birthday party, you have to have a bouncy house.
Right. That type of thing.
No,
he thought that the social media stuff was an excellent opportunity, to get some information out, get some historical information out on things that may have happened or, anything specific in that part of town or that, so... But I think let's bring it back to a future meeting after you guys have a discussion on it at Historic Preservation.
If we're going to meet in December, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But usually, their meeting would normally be tomorrow, so this committee always meets first.
Okay.
Likely they won't tell in December.
So I'm not sure.
No, I would bet that if it was in December, it would have been canceled along with ours.
We could have done a joint November.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't have a November. Sure. We don't have a meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
So we could do a joint November, December. But
okay.
I don't know if there's really enough on the agenda to warrant it.
Sure. Well,
I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
Interesting. All right. Any future agenda items?
Oh, I'm sorry, can I go back to that? Because you have on here Sunset Park, Chris. So
yes.
Is Sunset Park in there? Is that another, is that the subdivision?
Well, the subdivision includes both Sunlight Park and Sunset Park, which Sunset Park is here right along the river. So
oh, okay.
It includes both of those parks.
Gotcha. Okay.
That would have been platted at the same time. So both parks,
gotcha.
In theory, are the same age.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, that's okay.
Pretty much wrapping up. Just looking for any future agenda items. Anything, Chris? Okay, then adjournment. Looking for a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right. Meeting adjourned at 6:08 p.m.
Happy holidays.
You too.